Hey, I'm here with Caleb Pontius from Rockport, and we're live at the NTEA Work Truck Week. So, Caleb, tell me what is new at Rockport this year.
Yeah, so really for the most part, we could just continue to grow our bailment offerings, continue to give a lot of dealers a lot of great options for getting access to product, which has been a challenge over the last few years with
the
pandemic.
Yeah.
But we just continue to add features for the most part to our current vehicles, more productive to make our clients more productive with their jobs. So.
Right on. This thing that's behind us is a really unique rig. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so this is one of our most popular models, our Workport product. So essentially, it's a service body. Obviously, there's other folks in the industry doing it, but we actually use a plate material for our wall material. Some of our competition outside of the traditional metal service bodies, like your Knapheides, your Reddings, that provide a nice steel or metal body.
Yeah.
This is a different type of material. It's more of a plate with a composite core to it.
Okay.
So very durable, but just a different type of build. And so we just continue to evolve this product, make it more productive, make it more user-friendly. So.
Very cool. You know, I'm from out west, or at least that's where I live now, and we rarely see units like this. It's usually more your open utility body.
Yep.
So is this a vehicle that you see demand for just in Rust Belt states?
I think it's a great point you bring up. So it is a product that's definitely more popular in the Northeast.
Okay.
It's more popular in the Midwest, and it's more popular in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's starting to make more headway in the South.
Okay.
You probably don't see the enclosed service bodies as much in the West because the weather is just so much better. You know,
right.
You don't have the harsh winters, especially in the central and lower states. But so it's a very, very popular product. But got its start and is extremely popular, as I said, in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and in the Midwest. So.
I just see this as maybe an opportunity where guys in major metros like L.A. or San Francisco or Seattle, where they're concerned about security, like maybe that could be a thing where an enclosed utility body would be advantageous.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It gives them that flexibility, right?
Okay.
So a lot of people like that outside storage, but there's a lot of applications where they have bigger components, stuff that they don't want walking off if they have to step away from their truck for a little bit.
Right on.
But also to protect from the weather. Obviously, if it's raining, if it's if you're in a high state with a lot of sun, you know, it gets warm. It gives you a little shade, obviously, to work out of the back end and kind of create a mobile workshop on the inside.
Very cool.
So,
can you open up some of the drawers here,
Absolutely.
Or how's that work?
Absolutely. So, obviously, a traditional service pack right here.
Yeah.
But we'll utilize drawer units common to the industry. Obviously, aluminum, good quality drawer units, just making people more productive for storage of their tools.
Yep.
One of the newer options as well that we've offered here recently is in our traditional horizontal compartments, we have just often given them open space or bin packages where they could put small parts and pieces.
Okay.
Just a new offering this year, given some versatility in this storage.
Okay.
Given some pull-out drawers into these horizontal slots, either a single or a dual stack up.
Okay.
Again, just allowing them easier access. One of our features on our body is gives us the ability to hook this this door up and essentially use it as a prep station. So if I slide this in here.
Oh, now that's cool.
And, it gives them a little work surface. You know, if they want to prep for a job, you got some spot here for small pieces and parts, sockets, you know, fasteners. Yep. Just gives them an option for a work surface
to
utilize
great.
On the outside.
Maybe somebody has an older one of these. Could they come back for a retrofit on something like this? Would that be something you do?
We absolutely could, but actually that's an option. That specific option we've been offering for quite a long time. It's been one of the things that this product, obviously one of the features that people really liked about this product.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So anything else unique or something else you want to tell the folks about Rockport?
Yeah, I think one of the strengths of Rockport, especially in the last few years as we've grown, is with our bailment and with our capacity. We moved into a new facility. Our original facility, we've been in business 20 years.
Okay.
Our original facility, we were in for 18 and a half, 19 of those years, and we just ran into a new facility, which doubled our capacity. And right now, our biggest strength is our access to product. Our lead times are pretty much second to none. We can get a vehicle like this to a customer within anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the complexity from the time that the chassis arrives. So
beautiful.
Right now, lead times are a challenge for a lot of folks.
And
so we can turn product pretty quickly, and it's a good value for the price.
And remind me, where is your production facility based?
Thank you. So we're actually two facilities. We have one in Northern Indiana, in Elkhart, Indiana. And then our second facility is in South Georgia, in Ocilla, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Between the two facilities, we have the capacity to do about up to 60 vehicles per day.
Whoa!
The two facilities with the right mix and depending on the situation. So.
Well, awesome, man. Thank you for your time,
absolutely.
Caleb.
Thanks for
Pleasure talking to you today.